Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're talking football. It's a big weekend, and it's a little nippy to be tailgating, so we're bringing the tailgate inside a little bit, but we're still going to use our grill, and we're still going to make some good food. So hang on. Here we go. We covered the Lions in the last game. Now there's this Buffalo game that's coming up,
yeah.
And Buffalo's playing the Ravens. Big rivalry there.
Yep.
And should be an excellent game, but when we think of Buffalo, what's on your mind, Bob?
Well, they're the only team that worries me.
Right.
And that's because my boss is a big Buffalo fan, and I hear it all day long.
Yeah, right.
And he hates the Lions. It's like, hey, you're a Canadian. Get out of here.
Yeah, right.
But I don't know many people that don't like Buffalo wings other than people that have tried them and they were too hot. And you don't have to make Buffalo wings real hot.
Right.
But real good Buffalo wings are pretty hot.
Yep.
And if you go into Buffalo, New York, you'll find the two original wing purveyors, and they both claim they were the first ones to come up with it.
Sure, sure. And they're and so rightfully so, because they're good. They're both really, really good. You just got to decide which one you like. And when you make Buffalo wings, there's a lot of options from a guy that,
yes.
You know, you can grill them, you can smoke them, you can deep fry them.
Yeah.
Most
people, I think, prefer deep fried,
right,
because they've been to BW3s.
Right. Yeah. Me, I'm a smoker guy. And
I didn't know that.
Right. And the Buffalo wings that I make start out smoked, and oftentimes that comes with a dry rub. And what I mean is that I'll put some sort of barbecue profile on there. You know, our buddy T Gid has got a new Cajun spice that he's
perfect
got out
for Buffalo
perfect
wings.
For Buffalo yeah. wings. Yeah, exactly. I made some earlier around New Year's Eve for that. But those wings, when I put them on a smoker, you heard, if you listened to the first segment, Coach talked about he didn't like Buffalo wings too much because they're too fatty.
Yeah.
Well, if you smoke them, that takes care of that.
Well,
because that'll render out of there.
He's got – Rob taught him how to use a smoker.
Okay.
Okay. And Coach knows how to smoke some meat.
Yeah.
He does a pretty good brisket, and he said he smokes chicken, so – I think he's had a lot of wings in places where they just deep fry them and they are greasy.
Right.
And there's the problem with deep frying. But I'm not totally opposed to a little quick deep fry after the smoker.
That's where I was going to go, exactly, because while it's a little bit messy to get the
deep fryer
out, but sometimes when you smoke them, because you're low and slow, right, you're not turning the heat way up on these, the skin's just a little bit rubbery,
yep,
and it's not bad for you. But it's a texture thing.
Yeah.
And if you like them crunchy a little bit, then you want to crisp them up.
You know, texture has become such a big word in food now.
Right.
I mean, back when I started cooking, maybe as a new dad or whatever, I don't know that anybody ever talked about texture.
No, we focused on flavor.
Yeah,
exactly.
Not burning it.
Right, yeah,
deal.
Right. Yeah, but so the wings can sometimes come out, the skin isn't crispy, and people like skin on their chicken wings.
So do you is that breading? Do you
no.
bread them before? There's no breading at all?
No.
Not the way we do it.
Okay.
But a lot of people do.
Right.
Could smoke them and then batter them and deep fry them, and that I've never tried, but
I haven't either.
That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, but the you can't really get – I guess there's air fryers that people would tell you they can get stuff crispy with
not
a batter on it, but it's not the same as deep frying. It just doesn't crisp
you
up.
You can't batter anything and air fry it, that's
right,
for sure.
Right.
Well, I'm a big fan of Buffalo chicken dip, and it's everywhere now. Every gathering we have – now, I had some over Christmas. That was just okay. But the problem that one of my favorite people – made with theirs was that she didn't cut the chicken up. If you're going to use chicken breast, which I wouldn't do, I would use skinless boneless thighs because
right,
it's the only way to go. But if you're going to use breasts, that's a long stringy muscle.
Right.
You've got to cut those against the grain about every 3/4 inch and chop it when you're done grilling or smoking it, because
right,
then when you put it in your dip, you can actually get it out of the bowl.
Right.
This stuff was so long and stringy that you couldn't really dip it very easily.
Right.
And I think that's a big deal. I don't know how you do yours. But.
Yeah, it's a chop. And I use maybe like a half-inch dice on it. And they're little cubes of chicken.
After you smoke it?
Right. Yeah, it's been cooked, right, and it's smoked. And again, you can put some spice on that chicken to get it, give it a little bit of flavor. And that Cajun rub is a real good one for that. But it's always cooked because I'm not going to leave the dip in the oven long enough to cook raw chicken.
Right.
It needs to be cooked before I put it in there.
Right.
But just think about
this.
Not
to say you can't bake your chicken and chop it.
Right.
Let's say you don't have a grill.
Right.
Or it's too snowy and cold or you're out of gas.
Right. You just need to put cooked chicken in it.
Yep.
Okay. So the other thing is just think about this, is you want to be able to, I like those little scoops, whatever brand it is, Tostitos or whatever scoops you get, the little cup chips.
Fritos.
I like to scoop some of those out of
there. Yeah, Doritos.
And the chicken's got to go in that. A couple pieces of that cube chicken, if you get it with every scoop, it just makes the bite amazing.
Right, and the small chop is good chop.
Yep, you got it.
So you have a favorite buffalo sauce you like to buy.
I do. It's called Moore's, M-O-O-R-E apostrophe S, and it is a buffalo.
It's perfect.
It's a buffalo ranch sauce, and people love ranch. People eat ranch on everything, but it's a buffalo ranch sauce that comes in. It's orange, when I get to the stage when I'm making it, that's what I sprinkle on the top of it.
And what's the heat level on that?
Medium. Mm-hmm. It's not hot and it's not...
Right. So everybody can eat it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I noticed that this last time there was a lot of that buffalo dip left over. And the other problem that this person made was there wasn't enough sauce. So it was so thick and it was so hard to scoop out that it was inconvenient.
Yeah.
You could use a spoon, but you still got to get it on a chip somehow.
Right.
And it should be a one-handed
hors d'oeuvre. It needs to be a little loose, right? I mean, enough sauce and the cream cheese melted together that it's a little loose that you can get in there and dip it out of there.
And if it's not, just add a little water to it. Hydrate that or some beer. Do something to get some hydration in that. So there is a bit of a sauce there and not just a paste.
Right. Yep. Because you'll break your chip. And then you've bogarted the dip when there's chunks of chip in there, right?
That's true.
Don't bogart the dip.
That's right, man. You can't do that.
It's like opening the bag wrong.
Right, yeah.
There's a term in our house for that.
Yeah.
And my wife calls it hagadorning the bag because this girl whose maiden name is Hagadorn, if somebody opened the bag wrong, it was that family.
I see, yeah. Right, rip the edge so then it gets stale if you don't eat them all the first time.
Don't hagadorn the bag.
Yeah.
Back to the buffalo wings, there are honestly two great restaurants in Buffalo that claim to own that title, and they're both fantastic. If you ever get to Buffalo, New York, and I understand if you don't,
right?
Because it's another Rust Belt city that's been left by the globalists to just rot and decay. They at least have a football team, but I think Buffalo could make a comeback, but. It's worth going just to try some original wings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're good. I mean, you go to the homeland where they were invented, and you're going to find out something when you get there.
And you better be ready for some heat. And that's the part I like. Yeah. I love a good spicy buffalo wing.
Yeah, I know. You enjoy sweating when you eat. That's never been one of my my fond memories of a dish.
Well,
once in a while, if I've got a big, tall, cold beer. I can eat some spicy wings if I'm washing them down a little bit with that, but overall, if I can't feel my taste buds anymore, then I'm kind of out on food. I'm not that big of a hot guy, but
that's okay.
A lot of people are.
That's okay.
Yeah.
So, I was going to make a totally sexist joke. Can you believe that?
No. What I can't believe is you held back.
Wow.
It's my age is starting to pay off.
Yeah.
But I think one of my favorite foods in honor of Coach will be coming up in the next segment, and that's a good Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, Philadelphia is playing the Rams. That's one of the games that's coming on Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Coach's two teams playing each other.
We're going to talk about a Philly cheesesteak sandwich and some other things, but that should be that's a good recipe. Bob actually perfected that when we had the barbecue shack open in Lowell, and I'm sure he's going to share that recipe with us. But you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's playoff weekend. What a great time to get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or smoker, and make some great appetizers. You listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.